Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
First and foremost, praise God. What a blessing. What a blessing it is tonight to be here, to be in front of these fans and coach in an environment like that. Two great teams going up against each other. Two great quarterbacks going up against each other as well, and just really, really thankful for the blessing that God gave us tonight, and just the opportunity to be out there. You know, I know the finishing 10-0 at home this year, just incredible, man. To again, the environment that we, that our fans build here every Sunday, it's not like that around the NFL, and we don't take that for granted. So. Tough game tonight. You know, a lot to work on in all three phases, but there was a lot of good in all three phases as well. So, two good football teams going up against each other, and give credit to the Ravens. They're well coached. John does a great job. He and his staff, and then Lamar and what he does for the offense, special teams. They're talented, and then the same thing on the defensive side. They did a great job. I thought. Making it hard on us tonight, especially in the second half on offense. So we were able to get some turnovers, get some key takeaways that were important. And we cashed in on some of those. Probably not enough at the end of the day, but we'll go back and look at it. But overall, great win. Great win for the organization, for our fans. I couldn't be happier.
Sean, take us through the last, when you made the decision to kick the field goal, what was your thinking and then how it worked out?
To go up eight, you mean?
To go up eight, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I considered going for it. Maybe not at 3 yards there. It had a long two, a short three, and I think on the scoreboard it was showing three. But you know, I was. If we got it to one, I was going to go for it. Two, I had to make a decision, and then when it ended up being a long two or a short three, certainly going up eight. You know, I felt like that was the right thing to do there. But if given. You know, you never know, right? But just it was I was thinking about it. I was considering going for it if we got it up in there tight.
Sean, you stumbled in this round the past few seasons. What was the feeling in the locker room knowing that you got over the hump in this round and you're advancing to the AFC Championship game?
You know, just like I said before, the mindset is what it's all about. You know, these guys believe we play to win, and you find a way, right? So every year is different. There's different reasons for everything. Every one of those situations that didn't end up in our favor, and then the same thing tonight. So again, glory to God for all of His blessings, and we look forward to next week.
How would you assess Josh tonight?
I don't know Josh's numbers, so you know I thought he did some really good things, made some big time plays for us, like he always does. So without looking at his numbers, I couldn't give you anything more at this point.
Sean, last one is to imagine Ravens' physicality. You held Derrick Henry, you know, quite in check, keeping him bottled up in the cage. What was the message all week long?
Well, our guys heard it all. They heard it all week long. We're not good. We're not big enough. We're not strong enough. Not talented enough. Not fat. Whatever it is, they heard it. I don't do the social media things, but I think most of those guys do. And look, we did. I think in the first half, a pretty darn good job. Second half, you know, he got rolling a little bit, and he's going to pop some runs. When he gets that momentum going, he's hard to stop. So, but even there, we could have done some things better, I think, fundamentally. So, and when you just look at this game, it came down to fundamentals in the football, and we talk a lot about that.
Last year, Terrell Bernard was pretty distraught. He got injured, and he wasn't able to play in this divisional round. And then today, you have him, and he made some pretty crucial plays for you. I mean, what does he mean to your team?
Yeah, I mean, he's a football player. You know, he's probably one of those guys that, again, a lot of people put under the category of not big enough, not fast enough, strong enough, whatever it is. He's a football player, so he's got good instincts and knows how to find the football. So you know, that's why he's on our team.
Leadership. What is his leadership?
Leadership. Yeah, leadership. And you're talking about a third year. TB's in his third year, right? Third year player that is one of the two captains that we have on the team. That doesn't happen by accident. The players respect him. He takes a lot of initiative week day to day in being a leader on this football team and trying to do things right. And so it's pretty impressive that he's able to do that at a young age.
Which against the number one run defense in the league, what gave you the confidence that you thought you would be able to, and you did move the ball? What gave you the confidence to go head on against them like that?
Well, we believe in our guys, number one. I think that's where it starts, and I know that's where it starts. And then number two is, you know, I think Coach Chrome, Coach Gunn do a really good job of putting a plan together every week. The players execute, they take a lot of ownership of it, of the plan. And then, again, like it's not just the O-line. Tight ends are involved in it, wide receivers involved. You know, so it's a whole offense type of deal.
Coach, how important was it to take care of football? That's something that you stressed throughout your tenure. How important was it not giving up the internals?
No, it's big. You know, our guys get a chance to watch some of these playoff games because we've played the last two Sundays, and so you're able to watch some of the games before our games, and you're seeing games decided rather quickly when the ball is not taken care of. So we got to continue to emphasize it every day. We'll go back to work with that.
Coach, what's the update on Taylor Rapp?
I don't.
Coach, when you've been here for 8 years, and when you hear things, I'm not quite sure if you heard it or not because you don't pay attention to social media. When you hear someone say that Buffalo is a city of losers, how does that motivate you, knowing that you've been a Buffalonian for 8 years?
Yeah, no, it's a city of winners. It really is. It's a city of winners. These people in this town are winners. And I've been here just 8 years, but I consider this my hometown. This place is different, and the people here are different. They deserve more than whoever said that about them.
John, initial thoughts about going back to Kansas City?
Looking forward to it. Great challenge. You know, again, another great team. Certainly well coached. Coach Reed does a phenomenal job, he and his staff. Tough challenge.
Are you going back to your office? Last week you said
you'll see. I don't even know what time is it. 10 o'clock. Yeah. We'll see. I need to get a little bit of rest, I think. We had a long week the past 2 weeks in particular, so we'll see.
John, Ray Davis, an important character.
You've had unwavering support of Tyler Batts all season long.
Yep.
Ravens get some momentum in the second half. You bring him on for a 51-yard field goal. Can you just talk a little bit about how you've had this unwavering support and confidence in him all season long to make kicks like that?
Yeah, mindset. Again, mindset. You know, his belief in himself is really where it starts. For me to believe in him, but yet he doesn't believe in himself, I don't know if you have anything there, right? But for him to believe in himself first, that's really where it starts. He's done a great job.
Sean, can you take us through your reaction to that last two-point conversion and just what you thought of it as you saw that?
By God's grace, you know, we survived that situation. And, you know, again, it's fundamentals. I'm probably sounding a little bit old school here, but the value of fundamentals, right? So we can learn something from that on our team, on our football team here.
What did you do better defensively against them this time from the first time you played them? Was there anything you learned from that game that you think?
We watched it. The defensive staff did a great job of putting a good plan together. You know, we locked ourselves in a room. They locked themselves in a room for hours upon hours trying to figure a plan out. And, you know, look, they got a lot of yards, but we were able to, you know, kind of make it hard at times and take the ball away when we needed to. So that was good to see. And, again, they Coach Monken, you know, obviously John leads it over there. They do a phenomenal job. They get, you know, tremendous talent on the offensive side, and they're hard to stop, right? They're so explosive. Lamar extends plays. Just what two great quarterbacks out there tonight, you know, battling, going head-to-head. That was, I'm sure, for the fans, fun to watch.
Coach, were you shocked to see that they didn't do a lot of yank and pull with Lamar today?
You know, I don't know. There's only one ball, so, you know, you can only hand it off and throw it, you know. So we were, you know, working on it during the week. It's just a matter of who was going to get the ball? Was it going to be Derek? Was it going to be Lamar on the pull? He did enough, you know, just scrambling and extending plays early in the game on the first third down, and then, you know, down late in the game here. So it's a you really need 12 guys on the field. If the refs would allow that, we'd be in better shape, I think.
John, what did you see out of Khalil tonight?
I thought he did some good things. You know, again, just he played a Khalil type of game. Yeah, again, the Ravens defense made it hard on us, and they make you earn every blade of grass, every yard, and then some. So. It was just a good competition there and a high level.